Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bosman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. 1 out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doyle moves to second. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McMullen. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Doyle scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner catches it and throws to first to double up Burleson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McMullen. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McMullen. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Larry Haney. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing center field. Jeff Newman now catching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McMullen. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Bando moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.